Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hungover Wednesday edition. Dom, how you feeling, little buddy, man?
I feel great, man. I had a blast last night. Thank you to Hawk and Heather and the fine staff. Thank you for our fair audience and friends, old and new, coming out and having some cocktails and getting the summer kicked off at the Jade Monkey. So much fun to catch up with everybody. We really, really appreciate it.
And the nearly irreplaceable Devil's Advocates banner, Hawk brought it down to the studio.
Excellent.
Because he screws it on the wall, and then it's there for, like, yeah, days otherwise, right? Just getting weathered out in the sun.
That thing's been weathered. It's got some miles on that banner, Craig.
Hey, that banner's been to more places than most of the people listening to this radio show. So anyways, had a good night last night. Going to have a good show today, and good to have you join. Just a little bit early, man.
Yeah, man.
So let's jump right in. And, Dom, I think we should talk about some Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marge! What's Large Marge do this time?
Tell him Large Marge sent you. Marjorie Taylor Greene says the real racists are trying to blame Republicans for white replacement theory. Try to blame Republicans? It's your theory.
How dare you report on our actions and our deeds?
Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene on Wednesday said that the real racists in media are trying to blame Republicans for white replacement theory after black people were targeted by a shooter in Buffalo. During an appearance on Real America's Voice, Green claimed that D.C. jail deputy warden Kathleen Landerkin hates white people like the January 6th defendants. You know, it's unique that they're all probably white people, right? The January 6th defendants, as an overwhelming statistical majority, they're white. She specifically mentioned white men, the lawmaker told host David Brody. So while the national media is losing their mind over white supremacy, trying to blame Republicans for white replacement theory, trying to link us to the mentally ill, deranged teenager that killed people in Buffalo, you know, they ignore things like shootings here in Washington, D.C., under Mayor Muriel Bowser's purview. They completely ignore people like Kathleen Landerkin that is so racist herself. Well, I'll do it with the green voice now.
Yeah. Come on, man.
All right, let me do. They completely ignore people like Kathleen Landerkin that is so racist herself that she hates the people that she has in her jail. You know, the mainstream media should take a look at race a little more clearly and see that there, the leftists in the media are the real racist. Replacement theory, Dom, sometimes called white replacement theory, argues that immigrants are replacing white American citizens. It has been repeatedly cited as a concern by Republican officials and conservative media figures. You know, people like Tucker Rhymes with Tucker Carlson.
And people like Marjorie Taylor, or at least the audience of Marjorie Taylor Greene's, you know, presentation, speaking, engagement with the, you know, white nationalist folks not too long ago that went unpunished by the white minority leadership in the House. And you wonder why these reporters are continuing to ask us. Now, listen, literally, Marjorie Taylor Greene is accusing the media, literally the media, of being the real racist. I'm not racist. You're racist. And let me tell you, and what's her issue with the jailer, right? You got to wonder, right, where did this come out? I don't have the article in front of me. I did see a headline like her and some other Republican went down to the jailhouse because apparently some people died in jail recently, which, of course, is terrible. But that, you know, they don't like the way that the J6 insurrectionist bastards are being treated in jail, you know, like perhaps like insurrectionist bastards, Marge. And so she wasn't really pleased. I think that was today. So this might have been on her mind or recently. So yeah, it's everybody else. It's not Marge. You know, it's not Tucker. It's not any of the Republicans. It's everybody else.
Dominic, real quick, a little bit more from a commentary piece. This one originally published at the Salon. Amanda Marcotte, the commentary person here. Here is what she says. This is from the body of her commentary. Fox News pundits are now exploiting the Buffalo shooting to draw their viewers further into white nationalism. Network personalities are romanticizing the hateful ideology that allegedly inspired a massacre is a dangerous truth that the elite are trying to suppress. This shooting really illustrates how Fox News has created a victim narrative for its viewers that is so potent that no event is so horrible or violent, including a deadly insurrection at the Capitol or the mass murder of innocent people, that cannot be weaponized by the propaganda machine to further radicalize Republican voters. And unsurprisingly, at the front of the remorseless pack was Tucker Rhymes with Tucker Carlson. Fox News top star was already being called out as the biggest mainstreamer of the Great Replacement conspiracy theory. You know, the whole ridiculous notion that we're opening the borders and replacing them. Or as she writes, a ridiculous notion drawn from neo-Nazis and other white supremacists that a cabal of Democrats is masterminding demographic change in order to marginalize white Christians. We're not that clever, white Christians, and neither are you. His response on Monday was a masterful bit of propaganda, using Saturday's horror show to convince his viewers, who are already sympathetic to the terrorist views, to double down on the racist conspiracy theories. A little bit more. This is what Tucker allegedly said, reportedly said. Within minutes of Saturday's shooting, Before all bodies of those 10 murdered Americans had been identified by their loved ones, professional Democrats had begun a coordinated campaign to blame those murders on their political opponents. Carlson really does know how to do a conspiracy theory. In reality, the Great Replacement Theory is widely denounced because it's racist and a lie. But he spends this universal condemnation as evidence that Democrats must have coordinated the criticism. Right. This in turn fits in with the larger narrative that Carlson has been pushing for years now, which is that liberals disparage racist ideas, not because they're wrong, but because they're right. Carlson wants his audience to believe these ideas are so true that they're dangerous to the elites and that they're censoring the ideas to keep their powerful truth from getting out.
Crudy, this is generally how the cancel culture narrative works for the right. Ideologies like white nationalism, much less conspiracy theories like the Great Replacement, fall apart if you think about them too carefully. So rather than defend these ideas on the merits, propagandists portray the ideas as dangerous truths that a shadowy cabal tries to suppress. The implication is that the best way to rebel against the mythical liberal oppressor is to embrace these racist ideas. Every mass shooting or right-wing riot creates an opportunity for right-wing media to play the victim, further endearing themselves to their audience and allowing them to portray racist ideas as dangerous truths. The Fox News pitch boiled down. Be a white nationalist because it triggers the liberals. Carlson wasn't the only host using a conservative victimization narrative to reinscribe the Great Replacement narrative for Fox News viewers. Laura Ingraham ranted about how the media tried to censor opposing views and they tried to criminalize their political opposition after January 6th. But none of the anti-free speech tactics ever worked, she claims. Again, criticism is equated with censorship. Again, the Fox News host doesn't really try to defend these rancid political views. Again, the pivot is to pitch that her audience adopts insurrectionism, COVID-19, denialism, and white nationalism in order to rebel for free speech. On his Fox News show, Jesse Waters was banging the same drum, arguing that condemnations of racism are merely attempted to manipulate people as guilt. There are very powerful forces in this country that want you to be distracted, he insisted, characterizing any effort to eradicate the racism that fueled these murders as an effort to change the subject from gas prices and inflation. The implication is not subtle. If Democrats want to shame the racism out of you, you must cling to it harder. And of course, deny all along that it's racism and instead argue that it's just the truth.
Yeah, it's all the truth, right, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, they're banging the drum, right? They're banging the drum. And if you criticize them, you're trying to suppress the truth. Man, that works great. Why don't we ever use these tactics, man? It's, God, you know, we just try to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. But, you know, this is, you know, sort of a malicious, malfeasant plan, Dom, but, you know, it's good strategery.
I mean, I guess if you want the ratings, right? And this is what this is about, right? This is about
That's
money.
That's why Tucker's making the
This
bid
is
bucks.
About ratings. This is about, you know, the powers that be at Fox News putting money into their pockets. And at the end of the day, if this is the motivation, this is the tact, the strategy that the multiple hosts over at Fox News and perhaps other right-wing media endeavors as well, if that's what it is, that's what they're getting. It's going to continue on. We see the election. I heard you talking about it earlier. Pennsylvania, Mastriano, right? This guy, straight-up insurrectionist, straight-up white nationalist, straight-up Christian terrorist, man. And in regards to Marjorie Taylor Greene, yeah, I'm totally down with downplaying the white nationalist people, you know, the white Christians. Yeah, you can go away. I'm fine with that. As a white, middle-aged, middle-class man in this country, please, yes, go away.
I hope you don't want me to go away. there's more on this topic, but, you know, Republicans are basically blaming everybody else, right?
Yes, that's
well,
how they do
it. It's the mentally ill shooter. And the other thing, of course, you cannot talk about them is any efforts to regulate the
No.
Guns
and how
used.
Quickly, how quickly they analyze and say this guy must, he's mentally ill. Is he? Is he really? Or he's just a crazed lunatic murderer. More of a murderer. You don't need to be crazed. You don't need to be a lunatic. All you can do is be a racist with an AR-15 and you can go shoot as many people as you want.
You know,
and be taken alive.
Already heard right-wing talk radio explain why we shouldn't look at gun regulations, because of course New York State already regulates guns, and he brought, you know, the oversized capacity magazine across state borders. So, you know, why even bother? Come back, more Devil's Advocates now with more Dom Suter.
I feel sorry for unattractive women. I mean, there's nothing they did, you know.
I don't believe in evolution. I believe in God.
Now imagine she's white.